Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex and I'm with my boy Blaine.
Hey guys.
So, got a good show for you guys today. We managed to get our first interview for 2022, and it was with Tiona Campbell. So, that was a good start to our interviewing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great start to the year so far. Like Alex says, we had the pleasure of speaking to Tiona Campbell the other day, who is just, was an absolute joy to speak to.
Yeah, and performed live for us.
And had an exciting announcement in there as well.
Yeah, so obviously we'll give no more away because it's it was a good length interview as well, but very interesting, interesting bringing up and all about her new song, live music, some interesting news. So yeah, we'll not make any spoilers.
But what I do love about this podcast and speaking to all these different people that we encounter with, I just love finding out about people's stories.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing better, because the thing that makes it great is everyone's got their own different story. No one's the same, as we talked about in the interview, but you'll see that people just got different roots and different life. See. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to quickly bring up our YouTube.
Yeah.
Because that is going so mad.
Yeah. Me and Alex are very hardworking men. Not only do we work on the side of this, we do the podcast, but we do YouTube as well.
Our main job's turned into a side job at the moment.
Generally is.
I mean, yours has always been a side job. But,
okay. Bang, kick him on when he's down.
Bang, bang.
But yeah, the YouTube. So if you guys haven't already checked out or subscribed yet, head across over to YouTube, type in Countrified UK, and you'll find us there. And we do reaction videos. We'll put up our interviews up there. There's been a couple of challenges put up there as well. But
don't watch them.
Yeah, don't watch them if you're easily offended as well. But so on the YouTube, we're doing reaction videos and it's just blown up, hasn't it, Alex?
It has. It's been really good fun making them as well. At the moment, we're doing quite a few with Home Free. And I mean, their song, they did, we just reacted to their version of Yours by Russell Dickinson, and I loved it.
Yeah. If you go and watch that video, there is one moment where I thought Alex was crying.
Every time I hear that song, I think it's something in the back of my head. It puts me in a serenaded mood.
But we found Home Free a couple of weeks ago, and literally, we watched one video just out of the blue, and then we're like, wow, these are just unbelievable. Never seen anything quite like it, heard anything quite like it. And again, we're always one for originality and individuals. So, and this group come together perfectly. So if you haven't heard Home Free, definitely go and check them out as well. But
definitely worth it.
And so we fell into more of their videos, did more of their videos, encountered tons of their fans who have then subscribed to the channel, our Home Fries, as we found out, they're called. And it's just like one big rabbit hole, but we're going down it and just finding out and meeting all these great people as well who are new to the podcast as well and start listening. So welcome, guys.
Welcome to your new life.
But actually, talking about YouTube as well, not only was it just Home Free, but one of our favorite artists is, well, speaking for myself here,
I was gonna say
one of my favorite artists out there is Ryan Upchurch. So basically, he's an independent artist from Tennessee, very sort of
batshit crazy.
That's one way to put it. He just lives in the sticks, does his own thing, what he wants, when he wants, and stuff like that. And he's got his own record label, Hollow Boy Records.
Yeah.
So he signed Chase Matthews, and it's just he's just creating an empire out there in the 615. But We did a reaction video to him like a bit back, and then we just did a recent one because we're reading the comments.
It was only last week we did
We did one ages ago. And then people in the comments were like, yeah, you should definitely check out this video, YZ. So we're like, 100% we're going to do that now. So we did it. And lo and behold, like, we put it up, and I went, like, we went on YouTube, and Ryan Upchurch is just like, subscribed to the channel, and then he's been commenting on the thing. And we were like,
he said how much he loved it. It was funny. Yeah, but then the funny bit was, it's just because we never really watched them back ourselves, do we? It's because it's one of them. We just want to press play and then just talk. Yeah, like we're having a conversation like we do in the cars when we're driving places. So when he replied, we were just like, oh man, he loved it. I can't remember what I said, because bear in mind, we had a couple of shandies, a couple of beverages.
So the funny thing about us two is we've got a dark sense of humour, and basically anything that comes into our mind, we would just say it, which makes it hilarious. It makes it for good viewing. And like, but that's just us. Yeah. And we just come out with like the most random and stuff. So like Alex says, you don't realize you're saying it in the spur of the moment. It's like sometimes when we listen back to the podcast, like from months ago, it's like, did we really just say that?
Yeah. But it was just like, honestly, it's amazing that not only did he comment on our video, but it was the fact that he said how funny it was and how much he loved it. And then we were just like, what did we say? And then we look back and honestly, You loved it. You didn't like, but
the
there
tears
was me
were streaming down my face. Yeah,
but me, I was like ripping into him, like, but jokingly, obviously jokingly. I would never like Ryan. Like, you know, I think he's as funny, but I like some of the stuff I was saying about him, and I was just like, oh my god, I reckon he's going to be on a plane to Newcastle.
Yeah,
he's going to hunt me down.
It was just a case of like, keep digging, Alex. I can still see.
Yeah, but we were in tears of laughter watching that video. So if you like, please go on our YouTube, not only subscribe, but watch the videos, especially the Home Free ones for the entertainment value, but for comic value, watch the Ryan Upchurch YZ video reaction that we do, because I'm not going to lie, it's probably one of our funniest ones that we've done.
That's just us in a nutshell as well, though. Like, saying that, that's just us in person. That's what we do on a regular basis. Like, whether it's going out for a beer or just sitting watching TV or going to go and play football.
Yeah.
They're the conversations that we'll have and say stuff. So
now we just started to record them. That's the only difference.
It's just a true insight to who we are and how loose we are in the head in comparison to Upchurch.
Some more than others.
But yeah, so that was fantastic. And like, it hit home, like, it just showed that Upchurch, like, appreciate what we did for him, the sub.
Well, that's what made me like him that little bit more. Not only does he actually go around watching other people's reaction videos and stuff, but he'll subscribe to them. He'll comment on them and stuff like that. You know, that just shows what a good sport he is. You know, even if someone like slags him off, he's still saying, oh, ha, y'all, this is funny.
Best way to be there in life. Like, if don't take anything to heart, just brush it off.
That's just a bit, yeah, at the end of, I mean, a lot of the stuff we say is always a joke from Eric Church.
Yeah. Yeah, but in fairness, like, we said nothing bad about Upchurch. Like, if you had said that about me, I'd take that as a compliment.
I was talking about Eric Church.
Yeah, but Eric Church, like, nothing more needs to be said about Eric Church.
Yeah, he's done. Moving on. Oh,
God. I'm only joking. Refer back to the country music awards in America for that one.
Bless him. Just everyone was being nominated in an award, everyone having a good time, and Eric Church was there.
Worst thing is, we've got to like sort of encounter him in March.
Oh yeah.
I keep forgetting about that. Eric, you're great, man.
can't wait to see you. You're gonna smash it next year at the awards.
Maybe so hip
if you turn up. Anyway, love you, Eric. Anywho.
But yeah, so like with our schedule as well, like, it's great with YouTube. Just like, we've got a tiny bit more free time, and we're trying to aim to get a video out every other day now. So so definitely head over and check that out.
Yeah. But we're keeping our talking a little bit to the minimum today, because we've got a nice good interview with someone who's actually interesting, more interesting than you, Blin. So we're going to
really think that's possible, but we'll see.
Well, let's prove it. So this is Tiona Campbell. We hope you guys enjoy the interview, and we'll have a little bit more to say after it's done. So we're now joined by Tiona Campbell, who is in the lovely Texas. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing very well. It's lovely and cold over in the UK.
Oh, wow. It's like 60s here.
Oh, it's chilly then, isn't it?
Yeah, like cool, but not cold.
So jealous. But it's lovely to finally meet you. By the seams of it, we've got a really good show lined up with what is going to be happening. A bit of live music later on.
Yes.
Which we're very excited about. And maybe a small announcement on something that might be coming out soon.
Exactly. Super.
Yeah, this is good. So yeah, just a few questions, which I would love to ask you. And the first one, which I love asking people, is could you tell us a little bit about your growing up?
Yeah, so I grew up in a real small town in East Texas. Grew up just like singing in church, and then, you know, just got married and had kids and just thought music was just done with my life. You know, like I was done with music. I didn't think I would pick it up again. Grew up in a musical family. But about 6 years ago, I just felt really led to get back into it. My small town roots, and just started doing music again. So that's kind of a little bit of a background on, you know, small town girl. I live in Houston now, so it's like huge compared to like the little town I grew up in was like 3,000, population of 3,000. So tiny. Wow. Like everything closed on Sundays, like old school.
Is it like one of them, like Friday night light sort of thing where the town shuts down for football?
Nothing else to do. So everybody went to the football game.
That sounds amazing. See, well, because we live in like the town, like a town in the Newcastle area. And It's like 15,000 people here.
Yeah, it's like a small market town.
And I thought that was small. Wow. You must have like, I know 3,000 people is still a lot, but that must be like you still walk down the street and it'll be like, oh, hi, George. I don't know where George came from, but I'm assuming, I bet there was a George.
There was a George.
There was a George. There's always a George.
So like, when you were like growing up, who were some of like your musical inspirations?
You know, I did not appreciate my roots and I did not like country. Is that not funny? So I was Mariah Carey and all the pop girls.
Of course, you could. Mariah Carey, I mean, that's a good influence to have.
She's the best.
Apart from when Christmas comes and the first song that comes on is always Mariah Carey. Like that's when you know it's Christmas, though.
Right, exactly.
it's ironic as well, because like the king of country comes from Texas. So they say that like George Strait. So they say that you like didn't appreciate it and stuff.
It's true. Hear it all the time, and so you're like, you know. So you want something different because you're just surrounded by it.
So with these musical influences like Mariah Carey, what got you into music then?
So, like I said, I just grew up singing in church and I always have loved to sing. I ran around as a kid making up the silliest, like stupidest songs, but I didn't take myself serious because they were horrible. You know, it was just something like silly that I would annoy my brother with. But I don't know, 6 years ago, I just really out of nowhere just had this random thought to like write a song. And, that just kind of opened up some doors for a songwriting school here in Houston to start gigging, co-writing. And I just love it. I absolutely love being able to create whatever you want in a musical, you know, format. So just something I just didn't know that I could do or would want to do till like literally later in life, which is mind blowing. But maybe that's just, you know, obviously that's just part of my story. So
that's awesome. So what these annoying songs and stuff that you used to do, don't suppose you remember any of them, do you?
Not really.
Should have wrote them down. They could have been number ones.
They're so stupid. So I didn't consider it like, you should do this for a living. You would do great at this.
I bet your brother remembers every single song.
He probably does. I actually have him when we hang up and just see.
That would be cool.
But so when we're reading up on you, it was a really interesting story about like with like how you like excelled in sort of music, and you're a big believer in like God and like Christianity and stuff. And could you tell me the story about like how you heard the Holy Spirit say to write a song?
Yeah, cool. I didn't know if you'd want to know about that part of the story. That's cool.
Oh, no, that'll be awesome to hear.
It's super interesting. So I just, you know, I don't know, went through a couple of years of just like some hard times and got, you know, married, had kids, and I was happy again in life, but I just felt like something was missing. So I hadn't been super intentional about my faith and like having quiet time in the morning. And just going to church. I was busy with the kids and being a mom. And so I got super intentional about like, okay, what am I missing? I just felt like I was missing something in my life. And I don't know, literally one morning after I had my quiet time, I like read a little devotional. All right, like things I'm thankful for. All right, like, you know, my goals and stuff that I want to achieve that year. And just kind of sit and meditate or whatever. And this literally like this random thought, like, you need to write a song. And I'm like, I've never thought about that in my whole entire life. Like, what is that? So I'm like, so curious about this thing that's been placed on my heart, this random idea. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. So my first song, funny story is, I didn't understand how to create a melody and how people came up with that. So I took like a Michael Jackson song and took his melody and just created my own lyrics to it just so I could kind of get the concept of what writing was to music. And I had reached out to school because I thought, well, maybe, you know, God has wanted me to get back into church music, like a worship team or a choir or something. And so I was like, well, I've been singing forever besides in the car. I'm the crazy lady. When you drive by the freeway, I'm like belting it out, moving the hands.
That's Alex right there.
Yes.
And funnily enough, because I'm part of a worship team as well, because I sing and play guitar for church groups as well.
That is awesome. That's so.
That's why we were more than happy that I know that you said that, or we weren't sure if you wanted. That's why we're more than happy to listen to this because I'm the same. Cool.
That's so fun. That's why it's just so funny how God works it all out. But. So, yeah, I was just like, okay, well, I've been singing forever, so I need to reach out and maybe just take some vocal lessons. I really didn't think there was a singer-songwriter school here in Houston. I thought it was like LA and Nashville. So when I reached out to her, she asked me a couple questions, you know, like, can you play an instrument? I'm like, it's been a while. You know, I played saxophone in high school. Like, why is she asking me all this? And then she's like, well, I have this class I think you'd be really great for because she loves to teach. Singer-songwriter, she's one, but I didn't know this about her. She's like, I've got this class where we can teach you a little bit of piano so you can write music, then you can demo record it. It's got vocals. And I was like, I did not tell her what the Holy Spirit told me. Like, what is going on? Like, this lady can teach me. Like, and God just kept opening doors like that. And it's just been an incredible, crazy adventure. You know, it started recording in Houston and then now I'm recording in Nashville. You know, Austin is only 2 hours from here, but I have more doors open in Nashville than I do Austin. And I'm just trying to go with the direction that he leads. And I don't know if it's because there's a lot of Christian country, you know, opportunities there, and Austin's a more like Texas red dirt, and I'm definitely not Texas red dirt.
Oh, that's so cool. So
yeah,
after this, so you just taken the journey, you've gone to do, like you've done the music, you're starting to learn how to write songs. So
yeah.
What's happened after this? You've started writing your own songs, you've gone there. So what stage do you kind of start to progress?
So I did join my worship team and I was on it for 2 years because I had not been on stage or sang live in forever. So I wanted to have some experience with that. And at first I knew God wanted me to be, you know, a part of my writing. And so I thought it was really going to be Christian, you know, 100%. But over the years, the last 6 years or whatever, over the process, you know, there's a lot of people that have been church hurt. and don't want to go to church or don't trust the pastors anymore because there's just been a lot of been exposed with like Hillsong, you know, Lakewood, and so on. And so I just really want to target that audience that can hear the message in a different way. So that's why I call myself like a Christian country, holy country vibe, because like I have a song called Southern Girl and it's based off the prodigal son story. But in my musical story, she's a Southern girl. So maybe they can still hear the message, but in a different way, because if it sounds worshipy, maybe they would be standoffish because they're like, nah, church, you know, because they've had a bad experience.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's funny. Cause like while reading up, it was said like, you've just mentioned like Christian country and like you quoted saying like, it's going to blow up. Like people have like been church hurt and this is a way the message can get out sort of thing. And it's ironic as well, because even not under that genre, but like when you listen to like other country songs, you hear them talking about God and church, like even people like Florida Georgia Line. And it's slowly start coming into like the music thing, and hopefully it can make like a positive impact, like you're saying.
Right, exactly. I really do feel like there's a genre that I'm preparing for, and I'm just going to be ready. You know, I don't know what it will be called, but I feel like there is like this holy country like genre vibe, because you know there a lot of the newer country is pop, and I love pop country. But there's a lot of people that don't prefer that. And I think there's just going to be this huge gap of Rascal Flatts retiring and all the pop and the rap, that there's this void that needs to be filled.
And ironically, like you probably live in the best place as well, because Texas is such like a Christian place as well, where everyone goes to church on a Sunday. And we've talked about it in the past, because like you said, modern pop, like country and rap and all that. But it seems to go like it'll go back over to like classic country sort of thing. And Texas is the place that it'll happen. It won't be in Nashville. Texas will be like the hot spot for it.
Yeah, I agree.
So you're in the best place right at this moment of time. But can I ask, what was it like when you got to like work with Sarah Kelly?
That was incredible, just because when I took her that song that I had written, because she's like, I need you to write your first song. And I'm like, oh, I knew this. Like, things like totally impossible. So I had taken, you know, Michael Jackson's melody, and then I did my own lyrics. She goes, well, you know, you can't do that. I was like, I know I can't do it, but I have to get something going. And so she said, okay, well, don't tell me the song. She said, give me the lyrics. And so she went to the piano and she sat down, and within 5 minutes, she wrote a completely different melody to the lyrics. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is so flipping cool. It was immediately just like, I love this, you know?
And then the chorus hit and it went, a smooth criminal. So that song, could you tell us a little bit about that first song that you wrote? Because we know that it got played on AVA live radio.
Well, that was my first single, but that wasn't my favorite.
That's it.
The Irrevocable is like my fourth or fifth song that I ever wrote. I'm like at song 70. So I'm super intentional, obviously, like y'all heard my story a little bit about the, you know, either sharing something off my heart or sharing the message a different way. So like, I don't write. I mean, there's some artists that write 100 songs a year, but mine is more, I have to be like, I really want to say something, you know? And so, but yeah, Irrevocable was the fourth song I wrote. The song that I wrote, the very first one that Sarah did that on the piano was, what is the name? It's in my journal over there. But it just talks about the Holy Spirit and my journey, how he never gave up on my purpose. When I didn't know and maybe wasn't asking for it, it was like this piece that I was missing. But how everything works together in his perfect timing, and maybe I wasn't supposed to know until later, you know, in life.
Well, so you've got, from there. So you got your Instagram. Now, this is something that I'm always impressed with. It's your first year, you managed to gain 8,000 followers on Instagram.
That was before the film became a beast.
Fair enough.
Yes, I connected so much in the beginning with people. And it's just extremely hard now because they want you to pay for ads and, you know, different things, make it a little harder, want you to do reels more. So I did grow a lot in the very beginning. I stayed where I'm at, you know, probably for 2 years. It goes up and down, you know, you'll gain some and then you'll lose some. And so, yeah, it was a quick growth in the beginning. So it definitely helped me confirm that I'm on the right path, even though this is crazy that I'm starting to ride at age 35. I'm like, why did you not tell me this when I was like 20? Why do you have to tell me now? Because it was terrifying when I first started.
If you're 35 now, I'm not looking forward to what I look like in a couple of years' time. I'm 33 and I thought I was much older than you.
Yeah, it's had a hard pepper
really?
Off.
Yeah.
Oh, a real age. Then you'll be really mad.
Yeah, don't. He's had a bad enough day as it is.
It's been a long week, Tiona. Don't need this.
But go on to like August the 1st of 2017, like you released your first EP, like One of a Kind. What was that feeling like to know that you finally released like your first EP?
That was so cool. So cool. Just because it was just like the next step, you know, this journey has been like literally the next step is, you know, each step is exciting and scary. And, but having, you know, my first EP and like an actual copy of it. And then, you know, you want to frame it and you're just so proud of it, you know, that it happened as quick as it did too. I mean, it was 2 years of me into music, you know? So, but all the doors just kept opening and the songs kept coming and, you know, the more I write and the more that I do this, the songs get better, you know, like most artists. So, but so proud of every single song that I have written and the ones obviously that I've produced, because I'm super intentional about, I really have a feeling, you know, an intuition, like these are the ones I need to produce. So I feel like there's purpose in everything that has been produced for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Talking about your songs as well, like one of them that me and Alex were like listening to before, and it was the one that you performed in London at Ealing Broadway, was Jesus and Coffee. Like, what can you just tell me a bit of background information about that song and what the meaning behind it is?
So that's a super fun story. So I am not a morning person and I have to have a lot of Jesus and coffee, and I say this at every freaking concert. But that was the base of it. Like, I'm not a morning person, but I had gone into Altered State. It's a real popular clothing store in a mall here, and Jesus and Coffee was just kind of getting really trendy on t-shirts and, you know, on social media. And I was like, okay, I love coffee. I'm not a morning person. I'm always doing my quiet time in the morning. So I was like, there's not a song out, a good song. I mean, I think there's a couple, but they're not great. So I was like, there's gotta be a way to, you know, write a fun song. And I'd gotten the shirt and it was kind of like my inspiration. Like, okay, I'm buying the shirt. I did like a songwriting, retreat like a week or two later, and I was like, that's what I'll write when I get to the retreat. And so we wrote it, and everybody today, it's like one of my favorites that's out. I'm actually, because that was produced, you know, a couple of years ago, I'm doing a Nashville remix of that this year because my voice is stronger. My producer that I'm with now is country. Jonas, who produced the original Jesus and Coffee, he's more EDM and pop. So I love it, but I think it can be countryfied a little bit.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you meant that, but I'm going with it.
So yeah, I want to do a natural remix of that this year because a lot of people love it, and I want a fresh cut on that. I have more listeners, more followers. So yeah, I'm going to do a remix of that this year.
Yeah. You've got like the perfect voice for it. Like even your speaking voice, it's so like, it's just amazing. Like so country as well though, as well. It's perfect.
That's
why it works so well with like the music as well. Like
such a charmer, isn't he? I'm saying such a charmer.
You should be in Texas.
I know.
Just leave me behind, the one who just looks old and just
I'd be there in a heartbeat.
I might have to be his translator sometimes, the way he speaks.
There you go. There you go. Sometimes I, that's my husband. He has to translate. He calls it East Texas. I was like, whatever.
I'll switch lifestyles with you. You can have the UK and I'll take Texas and like Chandler's boot store any day of the week.
Oh, you love it here, huh?
Fiona, you and me do the podcast and he'll go and do the writing the songs and singing.
I can't sing, so I ain't going to do any singing.
Yeah, he really can't sing. I mean, even monotone is hard for him. Sorry.
I get it kicking every time.
I have to bring it up. Well, this is probably a good opportunity because we're quite excited to hear this song that you're going to perform live for us. And then we'll have a little chat again afterwards about another song that may be coming out. So I will let you introduce the song, give us a little bit about it, and then go for it.
Perfect. So this song is Back Porch. It was my latest release, fall of 2021. And, you know, back when 2020 hit and we all had to like stay home, until we really knew what this pandemic was about and the virus, we spent a lot of time on our back porch. And I was just like, you know, I really want to write a song about the memories that we make on our back porch. My kids were getting older and, you know, some have moved out. And so, I don't know, I just wanted to savor that time. And so that's the message behind it is just, you know, embracing and appreciating the moments you have. Because we get so busy, you know, and sometimes we just forget to be present and just enjoying, you know, that and what we have. So that is the message behind Back Porch. And I'm going to play it on piano for y'all. I'm learning how to play guitar, but I'm not there yet. it was recorded in Nashville. So that was super cool. Probably the last two and a half years I've recorded in Nashville. So that's been a blessing. Great guys there, like crazy talented musicians. So, all right, here we go, guys. In the South, that's how we do it. Grab some lemonade and head on to the back. Daddy's gonna do some grilling. Turn that music up, I hear some rats going flat. We're making those memories last. Cause time flies so fast. We're savoring these moments we have. Cause these things will pass. Oh, on the back porch. Swing it to the wind. Oh, on the back porch. Won't let the never dance. Late nights laughing so hard I can barely breathe right now. Wishing on stars, dreaming to use where I want to be. Oh, on the back porch, swing it to the wind. Oh, on the back porch, more like the never dims. Better listen. There's some stories told that you don't want to miss. You're gonna hear us screaming hollow. Don't let it get to you. That's just what we do. We're making those memories last. Cause time flies so fast. We're savoring these moments we have. Cause these things will pass. Oh, on the back porch. So we get to the wind. Oh, on the back porch. Oh, own stars, dreaming you was where I want to be. Oh, on the back porch, swinging to the wind. Oh, on the back porch, moonlight that never dims. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, that's a good song.
Thank you.
Do you know the one thing I loved about that as well was when you were describing the beginning bit of that. We did an episode just before, well, the last episode we did was with New Year's resolutions and stuff.
And okay. One
thing I said was like, I don't want to do like what everyone else does, where they're like, I'm going to keep fit, go to the gym. Mine was keep a gratitude diary, because like you say, with COVID, you take things for granted that you didn't have beforehand, and you get so consumed in life. And like us with podcasts, like we, like sometimes we don't enjoy it because we're not like ever so present, because we're always thinking like ahead rather than like the moment that you're in. So it was like really nice to hear like that and know what the song was about as well.
That's so that, you know, I read something recently where it was like, loving where you are and where you're going is like the sweetest spot in life. And I truly believe that.
Yeah, the destination isn't all what it's about. It's the journey that you take there. And that should be the most enjoyable thing of it. Not when you like succeed or anything, the journey.
Exactly. Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm just so little Yoda.
It's just like, this is the first time I've ever heard you speak like that. And I'm just like, It's funny because he says that everyone's resolutions is like lose weight and get fit and stuff like that. And there's me sitting here going, yeah, that's mine, mate. Thanks for that. It's just like this philosophical journey of, oh, yes, I'm going to like conquer my year. I'm going to become this better person. And there's me going, yeah, I just want, you know, I want to lose this fat. Like,
did you have any New Year's resolutions?
What's that?
Did you have any resolutions for the new year?
Gosh, man, my list is huge. But, you know, I just obviously have music goals. And then I probably won't put out as much music this year. I'm just in this writing mode right now. So there's just a lot of writing I want to get out and just kind of see. But I definitely want to, you know, to remix Jesus and Coffee. And then I have a song that I really want to probably produce towards the end of the year. It's based on triggers and how that affects people, whether it's something traumatic you were as a kid or something you walked through in a relationship, you know, with, you know, just a guy and a girl, or, you know, there's so many aspects of triggers out there. And I just wanted to be able to have like a fight song about, you know, because when you have a trigger, you're instantly taking back to that place, and just it rocks your world within like 3 seconds of, you know, it takes you out for the day, you know, until you get stronger with it, you know, and heal more. But I just wanted to write a song about that super special song that I wrote with two guys. And it took us like 3 rides. I mean, we have like 18 hours into this song, so I think it's going to be pretty special. I'd like to do that one next year in the Jesus, you know, Coffee remake.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously music goals. I'd like to lose some weight too. So it's harder when
really?
You get older.
Right. You're saying you're 35 years old when you look younger. You're saying you need to lose weight. I've got no chance.
Okay, I am 41.
What?
You've just ruined his day.
I have good genes. I looked 12 in high school. A lot of it is my genetics. But yes.
You've got no chance, Alex.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the only thing I know about my genes are that I don't fit into them anymore.
In Houston, so maybe it's that humidity keeping our skin all bright.
Yeah, it's all the sun and the sunlight and the vitamin D. Yeah, we'll say that. It's just a harsh winter. That's across, yeah.
It's been a harsh winter for 33 years.
You do not live old. You got to quit being so hard on yourself.
Thank you. I do try sometimes.
But actually, so like, can we talk about a bit about the homegrown songwriter that you host?
Yes, I would love to share about that. So I went to Nashville and I didn't realize they did these write arounds, you know, and it's 3-4 artists on stage and they just song swap one after another and they're sharing their original songs. And I love the idea. The crowd loves it there in Nashville. I'm like, there's not a whole lot of them here in Texas. And if they are, it's Texas Red Dirt. And they just don't welcome me. So I have a really hard time getting in their little group. So I was like, that's it. I'm just going to create my own show and I'll have it all genres. So there's just not a lot of platform in Houston to share your originals. And I wanted that because I'm a singer-songwriter for other people as well. And I love how it has grown the community of artists. Our fans share each other's. I'm constantly like, I have a new artist Friday that's singing. So his people will hear my music for the first time and vice versa. And it's just created a really great artist community, a fan community, or a place where we can share our cover songs. Now our originals, we do cover songs too, because we're not Nashville and they're expecting, you know, originals there because, you know, they're getting signed left and right and labels and, you know, PR companies are picking up their songs here. You know, it's just a place where they can share it, but we do covers because we know the crowd, you know, needs some familiarity with the songs in the crowd. But yeah, I love it. We do it once a month. I did that for about a year at one location. And then I just picked up a second location in the last year. So we're now at 2 locations a month. So much fun. Such a fun show.
That's so cool. Oh, that must be like, I can't imagine. So, like when you grow something from like, it's just one place, then you got a different location. Do you feel like you can make it grow further and like have more locations eventually?
It's so fun. But I had a hard time booking as a Christian country artist. I don't think the church knew what to do with me. And I don't think the bar knew what to do with me, but I can book all day long as a homegrown songwriter, host an artist and bring another artist. And I think it's just allowed God to open up new doors for me to get into. Because once I'm there, the crowd loves my songs and my spirit. It's just, I don't think the venues knew what to do with me at first. So it's just really, really cool how God kind of redirected that and just opened new doors.
Well, sometimes you got to open the doors for yourself before you can let someone else walk through them. So that's awesome. I just wanted to ask, so with your kids, what is your kids' reaction to when you're like performing and they hear you singing and stuff like that? Because obviously a lot of parents, including myself, and my mum listens to this. So I love you, mum. Sorry. But you get embarrassed by your mum. And when they're like, oh, there's my mum. Look at her. She's singing again.
Right. So when I first started this, cause like never have I ever talked about it. So it blindsided the whole family. They were just like, mom is going through a midlife crisis. We don't understand what she's doing. And obviously I wasn't great at first, but yes, now they're super supportive and I'm real big about like, I'm going to play here one day or I'm going to do this. And so when those things manifest and happen, it's super cool to see the family like, mom, you said a year ago you were going to play here and you're playing here tonight. You know, so that's really cool for your family to see that and see you, you know, achieve, you know, making your dreams come true, that they can do it too, basically. So at first they were like, you're crazy, but now they're super supportive.
Oh, that's awesome. Are they showing any signs of musical talentness yet?
So my oldest son, he cannot carry a tune, bless his heart, but he loves music. He's a real good dancer. He can two-step great.
Can't join band.
He is my sound guy. So he's super good with he loves, and he does all my sound at my shows.
Wow.
And then my daughter, she has incredible, really raw talent that I think she could do something with, but she's like, mom, of course you're going to say I have a great voice. So I don't know if she'll ever play around with that. But right now she's like, whatever, you're my mom.
A couple of things that you've just talked about before as well. Like, do you believe in like the law of attraction as well? Like when you're saying that you can say stuff and it manifests and that, do you believe in like the law of attraction?
I do. I feel like, and I'm real big about vision boards. Like I have a huge wall in here that's turned into my vision board of accomplishments that I wanted to achieve, and they happen. So they're up there, and things that I want to reach, because I think there's just something, you know, there's scriptures that backs it, you know, write the vision, make it clear, you know, you have to put action behind your faith, you know, and there's just a lot of scripture. Like it's biblical teachings. Like it works, and you believe what you see and what you say. Like it's super powerful. So these photos are, you know, in my face. You know, I have one where it's a huge goal where I've cut my head off and put it on someone's body to make it look really realistic. I know that sounds crazy, but it looks like me, you know, and if I see that, I'm reaching towards it, and it's a huge goal, like huge. So
I do the same with like Brad Pitt. Like I just put my head on his body and go, it's pretty much the same thing. Don't you laugh.
Yeah.
I was quiet. Pictures, you know, and speaking it, because you'll believe it.
Well, that's it. Like if you've got the confidence to speak it, you've got to truly believe in yourself as well. And then I think that's when like you're going to like succeed and get your dreams pretty much.
Oh yeah. You know, whatever God wants, you know, obviously I want his plan. But we all know that he plants those dreams in our heart for a reason. So I think it all kind of coincides. You know, if you're really thinking about it, he's placed it in your heart. So, yeah,
that's so cool.
Are you a big fan of Carrie Underwood?
Oh yes, I am.
Of course. I mean, who isn't? Yeah, yeah. She's awesome.
Her hair and her music. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, who is your and it doesn't have to be country or anything like that. Who's your favorite like Christian musician?
You know, Natalie Grant was a huge influence for me for a long time, and Britt Nicole. So Natalie Grant was like huge influence for when I first moved to Houston and was kind of going through some stuff and kind of restarting my life. And then Britt Nicole, she was a huge inspiration when I started writing music. Her music really spoke to me on the journey I was in at the time. So I am definitely if their song speaks to me, I'm like a huge fan. So it just, I literally have seasonal artists depending on where I'm at my journey.
It's ironic because when, you know, at the end of a year, how on Spotify you get Spotify rap and that. Well, Alex's top category was like country.
Country.
And then what was second?
Worship.
Worship.
And then it was just, I think there was one that was Christian country.
Christian rock or something.
Christian rock, yeah, that's it. So
it was strange that, like, obviously, like you say, the way that, like, our paths crossed, that, like, we followed each other, sent messages. Like you say, it could be, like, a way that God sort of put one the same path together.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, you know, when I was 15, I felt your country, like, was, like, dropped into my heart, my mind, kind of like this whole writing music. So I always knew that I was going to do stuff in the United Kingdom. And, you know, I went over there, what was it, 2017, and did kind of like a just hands and feet. God had some major, like, that was when the apartment fell, the huge building, and then the bomb. Like, your country was, you know, you had some pretty hard hits. And so when we came in, like, we just loved on the community. I was able to sing in the street. We met some incredible people that, like, our personal testimonies, like, really helped them. And it was all, like, naturally just, you know, it happened all natural. So it was a really cool week. But I haven't been able to come back since then. And I didn't feel like, you know, whatever my purpose, whether it's with music there, I don't know. But I know I'm supposed to do more in your country. And so I think it's super cool that we connected on social media.
Yeah, well, if you ever come across this way, like, definitely shoot us a message and, yeah, we'll get some shows sorted out for you. And
yeah, even if it's the bottom of the country, it'll only take us a few hours to get there.
Well, the next year or two, we'd love to come do. Y'all do some ride arounds there, I've noticed. They're kind of spread out, but I would love to get involved in some of that. So I funny thing, y'all know a guy that has his own podcast, And I actually connected with him in 2017 because he was with the group that they would, his friend would cut homeless hair.
Right.
His name's Matt Spracklin.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend.
Yeah, we know Matt.
Yeah. So we had connected because I brought some girls when I came and I wanted to work with his group of guys that were doing this and be a part of that. And they quit doing it. And we just kind of lost connection. But I see that y'all like know him and I've been seeing y'all posting and we talk ever so often about music because he obviously is super, you know, he has a huge musical background and can play. So I think that's so funny, like the connection there, like you never know.
Wow, that is the case. It's one of those things, like you should always, if someone stops to say hello or ask you a question and stuff like that, I always believe, always stop, always like respond, because if you don't respond, you don't know what could have been. It's one of those, what could have been. It takes is a simple hello to some complete random person and it could change your life forever.
Right.
This might make you laugh as well. Like Matt in the UK is like Bobby Bones in America.
Oh, like, is he?
Essentially, so like he runs, like, well, he doesn't run a radio show, but he's on a radio show, which country music sort of slowly rising in the UK. We're starting to get some great artists across here. And he's like at the like forefront at it all, like pushing it. And he's at all the award shows, at like all the festivals, like everyone knows him. Like,
I mean, you can't miss him with his hairstyle.
100%.
No, he has like the perfect hair.
Yeah, like... he's one of those people that if people see him and stuff like that, if let's say I had that hair, everyone just go, what a weirdo.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah. But with him, it's just like, it's perfect. Like you look at him and think he looks amazing. He looks so cool. And like he just pulls it off so much.
Yeah.
Don't light a match or cigarette.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The hairspray that must go into that.
That would be bad. All the gel he probably has to use.
I would hate to have to get up that early to do my hair.
Right? But isn't that crazy? I mean, just small world. I met him like over Instagram, 2017, and we were going to try to connect and y'all know him. And yeah, it does seem like he's doing a lot of cool stuff out there with the music.
Oh, he's a great guy, Matt.
Such a lovely person.
But is it like, let's talk about your new single that's coming out on January the 21st.
Yeah.
It's called Underneath.
Yes.
Underneath.
So it's like a conversation with a girl, you know, everyone always compares. I think girls can be worse at it sometimes. We, y'all could probably care less if we wear fake eyelashes, but we do it for each other. Like the girls, it's so stupid, right? But the song is just a conversation of like, if I'm with somebody and I look over and I'm like, wow, she looks so cute in that dress. There's no way I can wear it because she's freaking gorgeous. You know, and it's just this conversation you're having. And then once it gets to the chorus, it's like, you know, it's not about what you see. It's all about what's underneath, you know, just be you, girl. It's a daily fight, you know, that we all just try to be true to ourselves. And it's just like a fight song of that right there, of not comparing and just being yourself, you know, so, and just being true to what's underneath.
I wish more artists wrote songs about that. Like people with huge platforms, like the likes of like Ed Sheeran or like Ariana Grande, just allow people to know like individuality and like you say, it's all about like what's underneath. Don't go your way to try and impress people and don't judge somebody straight away, sort of thing.
Well, realize, you know, each one of us is truly unique. And if we'll just embrace that, like you will stand out because there is not anyone just like you. You may have similarities with someone, but you truly are different and unique from everyone. And if people could just grasp that, you know, and I even struggle with it, you know, everyone does, but it's a daily fight, you know, to be true to yourself.
That's it. Like you said, like if you look across a bar and yourself and you're seeing a girl and you're like, oh, she's got a nice dress, go and tell her. Like if we say Matt, we'll go, Matt, nice hair. Like, cause it makes people feel good and like, just let them know, like, just be nice because you don't know what they're going through, what struggles they've got. So
yeah, the whole be kind. But I was going to say, be kind to me.
Yeah, well, it's not me saying
that. Well, Tiana, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I feel like I know we've done some research on you, but we've learned so much more than what we've got on a piece of paper. So that's awesome.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys are so fun and so nice and young. Y'all look so young behind the screen.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I'll take that any day of the week. I'm only
30. Oh, come on. But we will let you get on with the rest of your day, and we really wish you the best of luck with the future, with everything that's coming out, with your new track coming out next on the 24th tomorrow. I'm sure it's gonna be awesome. We will be listening to it as soon as it comes out, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, and we can't wait to get you back on the podcast as well, because we truly believe, like, you're a unique artist and you're sort of paving the way for, like, Christian country.
Thanks, guys. I love y'all. I will come out anytime you want me to.
Absolutely.
Happy days. Well, I was going to say, as soon as I said happy days there, did you get, what's his name? Tim?
Tim the Tool Man? No.
Ooh. that sounds like Bob the Builder type thing. Oh my goodness. He sang Happy Days. I'm trying to remember his name, but it's that's going to bother me now. I really wish I didn't bring it up.
I sang too. Oh,
he's a UK artist. I should have just said Chris Tomlin. But either way, we will speak soon and enjoy the rest of your lovely sunny day. Well, we've got an hour left of our night.
Yeah. And best of luck with next week for your new release.
Thank you so much, guys.
No worries. Speak to you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Tiona Campbell and the interview we had. So that was such a good song that she played for us as well.
Yeah. Back Porch. Absolutely unbelievable.
So obviously, as just said before, her new single comes out next Friday, the 21st of January. So keep an eye out for that. Get it up on Spotify, download it, stream it, do what you need to do. Get the numbers rising for her.
Yeah. The thing I loved about Tiana as well was just the story. Like the story of like how she's taken a different route maybe to like any other artist that we've spoken to, how she heard like a voice from the Holy Spirit and then came on that way, so, and then got told to pursue music pretty much.
Yeah. So, what I still can't get over is that she's 41.
I know. As soon as I'm off air, Alex just went and looked in the mirror and was like, what have I done wrong? He didn't. Just for that.
No, I just saw my reflection and that was bad enough. It's just like, oh, those bags under my eyes.
It's this harsh winter and weather in Britain. Yeah. It's just horrendous across here. Like, we met for breakfast this morning and it was freezing. It was like 0 degrees outside. It was foggy. It was miserable. It's damp. Yeah. And like look at that interview we did with Lane Smith. He was down in San Antonio.
Oh, no.
Like, and he's literally just on a golf course with blue skies and stuff.
Unreal.
Right, so I'm putting this out there with any like American that lives in like a nice place. Actually, not even to America. If you live in Spain, anywhere, any hot country, when you wake up in the morning, there's no reason to be in a bad mood, because when you look out that window and you see sunshine, it must be a nice feeling. Like, I wouldn't mind getting out of bed if it was like half decent outside.
I mean, if it was like literally, if you open up the curtains and it is blue sky, sunshine hitting down, I would get up at 5 o'clock every morning and just sit on the porch with a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
And I bet you that's such a healthy way of living.
That's what I mean. You would generally feel so much better. Like, it puts you in a good mood in the summer. Fresh, like when we have 4 days of sunshine, I generally wake up and I'm feeling energized, happy. Like,
I know you want to do mood. Something.
I know. Like, that's the thing. Even if it's just going to the park with your friends or whatever, like, you just want to be outside.
I mean, I didn't even want to meet you this morning because I was so miserable. I mean,
I don't think the weather had anything to do with that.
I think I just remembered it was Saturday and I was just warm in bed and I just looked at my phone and I thought, God, I've got to meet Blaine.
Normally I get up at 5:30 in the morning and just walking to work, it's just like, I sort of like looking, I'm like, what am I doing? Really?
Most people look at you, they're thinking that, what is he doing?
Well, the ironic thing is I see nobody on my way to work because it's too early. So everyone's still in their nice little warm beds. But anyhow, all this talk about weather's making us feel a bit depressed.
So in that case, what I'll do is I'm going to discuss about a few new songs that have come out from the Hot Country Music. So let's start with a nice whiskey sour from Kane Brown.
Yeah, that came out yesterday.
It did. Let's go on to Break My Heart Again, Daniel Bradbury.
Yeah.
Angels, Thomas Rhett, not Robbie Williams. So imagine
here's one for you guys in America, right? Because I've always wanted to know this, and I haven't even asked this question because it only came in my head in lockdown, and I haven't seen my friends in America. Do you people know who Robbie Williams is? I know you know who the Spice Girls are, but like, I just almost feel like he's just an English, just a big English star in England.
Yeah, possibly. But I mean, Take That were huge internationally, and he was part of Take That before he went off the rails and then became much better.
Yeah. So yeah, just let me know on Instagram or in the comments anywhere, like, if you do know Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Anyway. thank you for interrupting me, Blaine. Next one is My Bar, Priscilla Block. College Town, Connor Smith. Everybody Talks to God, Aaron Lewis. Does everybody talk to God? Do you talk to God?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, why? Why me? Why am I doing this? we got Single Again, Trey Lewis. It's explicit, though. So if you've got young kids in the room, you know, cover their ears.
Trey Lewis is just an explicit guy.
Yeah. As soon as you say Trey. Oh, no. Cover your ears. What Was I Drinking To Be? Sounds like today. What Was I Drinking Today? oh, man, easily pleased. Apparently, there's a song called Taylor Swift by Matt Cooper. See? Everyone talks about Tay-Tay. Some people even sing about him.
He did not call the song Tay-Tay. He called it Taylor Swift because he is an adult.
And because he's not on first terms with her yet. I just pretend. Tay-Tay. Messed This Up, Finn Marr. And a couple more, which I would recommend to you, which is Want That Back, Brett Eldridge, which we'll be going to see. I'm looking forward to that. And... I tell you what, there's a couple more actually that I would like. Things to Fix, Noah Guthrie, and finally, Buy the World a Beer, Radio Romance. You've got to buy the world a beer.
And one that actually came out this week, that when our things went completely under the radar, because it's a royalty here, Dolly Parton, Big Dreams and Faded Jeans. That's just a song in the title right there. So... definitely go and check them ones out as well. However, there was one on my walk back from work last night. I was listening to like my music. There was a song I'd saved on Spotify, and it's Mitchell Tenpenny. Like, great artist. And it's a song I had saved on my Spotify library, but one I've never I must have saved it because I must have liked it, but I never really sort of like properly listened to it till last night on the way back home. And it's called Truth About You, right? And I'm going to say that's now taken my favourite country music song over from Thinking About You.
Fair enough.
So that's a big statement because you know how much I love that song. So Truth About You, I don't think I've heard a true, Mitchell Tenpenny's a great artist, but I don't think I've heard a truer song written about like a situation. About breakups and stuff like that, so definitely check that one out, guys, and let us know what you think about that one.
Well, it is coming towards the end.
It is.
It's the final countdown. Na-na-na-na. No. So, guys, as we always say, we don't have an independent. As we always say, we don't have an independent artist. We don't actually. But today we don't have someone finishing off our show because I think we'll
give you enough value for today.
Yeah, I think Tiona did the job for us and smashed it out with a bit of live music. So I'm sorry, guys, but you've had your fill. So Winding in.
Yeah.
Winding in.
Bit of a shorter episode today. But that means if you haven't had enough of it yet, you can go over to our YouTube and check that out.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to keep it short just so you can get over to YouTube to continue watching us and listening to us. We're doing you a favour.
Yeah. So, and you'll be doing us a favour if you subscribe. So, yeah.
Yeah, please subscribe. and go on our Instagram. Please like our page. Please follow us. Let's keep the love going. We're loving it.
And guys, when we tell you this year is going to be a huge year.
It is going to be a huge year.
Like, literally the schedule we're working on, right? It is insane. January is going to be huge. But just one final message from us before we leave.
Two final messages. I've got one more, which I have to bring up.
Well, I'll bring mine up. And it even might be the same thing.
Might be the same thing.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking on the 30th?
I'm thinking the same thing on the 30th.
Great minds think alike.
One message then.
I feel like that blue Disney character. What's he called? Megamind. You know, the big head.
I know exactly which one you mean, but that's just weird. Is that Disney? Okay. Megamind. Mega freak. Right. Okay, go on, Blaine. Because you thought of it, and was going to discuss it, I'll let you. I'm going to interrupt every now and again, as I do.
Yeah. Well, we'll both do it together, because this is how exciting it is.
So excited.
Sunday, the 30th of January, 2022. Oh. Location, Newcastle, yeah. United Kingdom.
Yes.
Location, Revolution Bar.
Yes.
It is the Yeehaw Bottomless Brunch.
Cannot wait. Cowboy Bottomless Brunch. Yeah. I cannot wait for that. So you, me, and four of our friends are going. We got our table booked. So we're going to see Hayley McKay performing live. We're going to be on the Rodeo Bull, which no doubt we're probably going to go flying off it and break something. But that is part of the fun.
There will be videos for that.
There will be hospital visits after that.
So honestly, guys, if you're in the Newcastle area, if you're in the UK, definitely consider coming. It's an American-themed bottomless brunch where you get 90 minutes free of drinking.
And I tell you what, you know, it's £35?
£35.
And £35, 90 minutes of drinking. You'll make your money up. And food. Includes food.
Yeah, food as well. But like, obviously, we're just on a liquid diet. Yeah. And you get Prosecco, beers, signature cocktails, vodka, whiskey, anything you like. There's DJs playing like the latest modern country with like the old classic thrown in there. You've got country music artist Hayley McKay performing.
That's going to be so much fun.
There's Yeehaw dancers putting a modern twist on line dancing.
That's 2 weeks tomorrow. And there's
going to be crowd participation.
2 weeks tomorrow. And you never know, me and Blaine might even hijack the mic. I think that's going to happen.
Rock the mic.
I just got this feeling you and me are just going to end up stealing the mic for a moment just to do something daft.
Three things are going to happen.
Get kicked out.
Well, I was going to say arrested, hospitalized, or something. Because I was like, they put their full menu of moonshine drinks up in that. And like, one of them's like a clear one, like lemon pie, like a lemon drizzle. There was apple pie. Honestly, it's ridiculous. But I will be wearing my cowboy boots that day. And I'm going to look like such a bell if I fall off the bus away.
Do you know what, Blaine? Boots. This is the first time, and you're only going to ever hear this once from me. I am allowing you to wear the boots.
Get in.
Because I'm that excited to go to this brunch that I will allow you to wear the boots. I'm not going to lie, I might not want to hang out with you, but I don't mind that you're wearing them.
You just want me to wear them. So when I got on that bull and everyone's like, oh, look at this guy. He's definitely ridden a bull before. And then I hop on I've just like, I just fall off. Like, it's just absolutely like in 4 seconds.
About to go play football today. In fact, there's another 3 games of football to be played before this rodeo thing. You won't break your ankle playing football, but you're going to break your ankle while riding a mechanical bull.
Well, there's worse ways to go out, Alex. So I can tell you that for certain. But definitely check them out. And guys, if you're on Instagram, go across to Instagram and follow them on Yeehaw Honky Tonk.
Yeehaw.
Yeah,
honestly, it's going to be worth it. £35, absolute bargain for what you're going to get that day. We cannot wait. I cannot say that enough. Cannot wait. But anyway, that was all. That was it. Thank you, guys. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe on our YouTube. Go to our YouTube now. Watch the videos. Watch them 1,000 times because you'll love them over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
I don't think I can say that better.
I don't think we could love you any more or any less.
Let me love you so much.
But once again, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll catch you next week on episode number 24.
I didn't say it was episode 23, did I? Welcome to episode 23. Next week's episode 24. Might as well get that in there now. Right. See you on the flip side, guys. Bye.